We are at Family Medicine Southwest Washington. We're an outpatient family medicine clinic in residency for Peace Health. My name is Genoveva Yurbides O'Neill, and I am a family medicine physician.
So right this way.
So we serve a population that's about 90% Medicaid and Medicare. And so we get to experience life with them, and from the really low lows to the very high highs. And it's very fun and fulfilling.
We see a lot more health effects of changing climate, hotter heat waves, longer droughts, wildfires, and then long-term detriment to health in terms of higher incidences of pulmonary disease, cardiovascular disorders, heart attacks and strokes, and mental health disorders, including depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder. In terms of climate change, one of the biggest kind of effects that it has in the Latinx community is because they're more likely to work in industries that require outdoor work, agriculture, manufacturing, construction. Seeking care to begin with is a challenge because you work during the weekdays when we are open. And a lot of the time, that's not an option to not work. It's just not possible. Those are kind of the biggest things that really limit access, apart from cost, which is prohibitive at times and very, very much a burden in today's society, especially with minorities. For example, I have a longtime patient of mine, a Black woman who has very limited access to transportation. And so when we had the wildfire seasons 2 years ago, she was deeply affected. She didn't have transportation to go take her to the doctor, and she didn't want to, honestly, because of the fear that going out is just going to make me feel worse. Unfortunately, she has underlying COPD and complicated breathing issues. Not being able to seek out this care and having the complication of so much smoke in the atmosphere then made her COPD worse, ended up not seeking care, ended up going to the hospital and staying a prolonged time there. This could have been a less severe outcome. Some of the things that we see in clinic is lately seeing a lot more of kids developing things like asthma and breathing problems at a very early age. We're talking 3 to 6 months, and having them need to be on long-term medications at rates that we previously hadn't seen. I want to make sure that the parents or the caregivers understand how to use what they need to use to keep this person healthy. I'm a big proponent of education. I worry about my children, not only immediate effects to their breathing and what that's going to look like, but what kind of world are we handing over to them? If we can make a change now and try to leave this place better than how we found it, it's still going to, down the road, make a difference for the world we're going to leave for our kids.